Well, hello, friends. I have a quick question for you. Have you been struggling with marketing your new business, or maybe you've been in business a while and you feel like either your marketing isn't working or you just don't know how to show up confidently? Great news. I've got a fun new live event training. It's going to be 3 days, May 1st through May 3rd, 2024 here. And it's at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time each day. That's a Wednesday through a Friday. I'm going to help you discover the three keys to unlock your marketing vibe. So what is your marketing vibe? It's what you need to be leveraging so that you can show up as your authentic self, right? And easily stand out from your competition and effortlessly connect with your right people. That's what we're going to do, is discover your three keys so you have them, you know them, you can show up confidently, you can be marketing your stuff in a way that feels comfortable to you. Okay. Make sure you sign up for the training. Scroll down right now in the show notes. You need to get registered, because when you get registered, you save your spot. You're going to get the printables that we're going to be working through during the 3 days of training. Plus, if you actually do the work, you can be entered to win a prize. And if you've been to my live events before, you know they can be really fun. Well, I hope that they're fun to you. They're a blast to me. Okay. And I usually get really good feedback on them. So I hope you'll show up. And I know people get so excited about entering the drawing to win. So super stoked about it. Y'all make sure you get registered, and I will see you on May 1st. Woohoo! Also, you can go to KimberlyBrock.com/vibe if you don't see the link down below. Okay, bye.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started. Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 151, and I am so glad that you are here today. This episode is good. It's about you thinking through what you, and only you, can bring to the table in your business. It's the most important piece of it. So I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're in the dreaming stage, whether you're planning, you're starting, you're growing, this is for you, because we can't ever lose sight of what we're really bringing to the table. If you are new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you found this podcast. Each week, I'm going to provide you with tips and strategies for starting and building a business, doing what you love, whether you have a product business or a service business, whatever it may be, this is for you. I'm so happy you're here. Make sure you get plugged in right now. You do not need to start this business alone. You don't even need to dream about it alone. You need to surround yourself with women who are doing the same thing as you right now. And that's gaining the courage to pursue this dream of theirs. So I hope you will come in my private Facebook group. It's called Women Starting Businesses, Doing What We Love. I built it for you, right? I want you to be able to have some people to surround yourself with, to be able to ask questions to. We have such a great, supportive, awesome community, and I'm so proud of all the women that are in the group. So make sure you click the link down below to get in the group. When you click the link, it's going to take you to Facebook. There's going to be three questions really quick that you need to answer, and then you can get in the group, okay? So we've got maybe, I don't even know today, maybe 1,400 in the group right now, and there's like 270 sitting in the holding area because they have not answered the questions. So do not be that person who clicks to get in the group and then doesn't answer any of the questions, because you're just going to sit there in this like holding pattern. Have you ever been on an airplane where they didn't land or they didn't take off and you got stuck in like a holding pattern? Oh my gosh, it's so annoying. So anyways, I think holding pattern is just when you're landing, right? I think that's probably what it is. But anyways, we don't like holding patterns. So make sure you answer the questions, because I want you to be able to get in the group ASAP. So make sure you do that. And I have some other free downloads and goodies for you. So check those below that are super helpful, like the 16-step checklist that you can use to keep on track as you're starting your business. So make sure you do that. And if you've been listening a while, thank you so much to all my loyal listeners. Y'all are wonderful. Y'all are amazing. And I'm going to read a review today from one of you. This is from Jen Batty, and it says, fire. I love it. I love the heading of this. It says fire. Girl, I feel the fire when I listen to this show. So encouraging. You're helping me build my confidence with all of this valuable knowledge. Thank you. Oh my gosh. I love that. I love that, Jen. Thank you so much. So if you've been listening to this podcast a while and you're like, you know what? I really like this podcast and you do listen to it every week. Would you do me a huge favor and give it a rating? Whatever player you're in, maybe it's Spotify, maybe it's Apple Podcasts, whatever it is, hit the 5-star rating. And if you have a few minutes to write a written review, oh my goodness, that would be amazing too. Because like this one that Jen wrote, it just warms my heart when I read these. And I love seeing your personality. It's so cute. And like how she titled it, Fire. It's awesome. So thank you so much. Okay, that's it. On to the episode. Well, hello everyone. How are you? How's it going with your business? I need to know the updates. I'm super excited for you. I've been hearing so many great updates lately on steps that you all are taking and sales that you're getting and all of it. And I think it's just awesome. And I'm so happy. And I love when you post on the Wins on Wednesdays in our group and I get updates on those. It's just so exciting. So I'm so happy for all of you. Today, I'm just super excited to just kind of put this out on the table. Kind of like the title, what you're bringing to the table, right? This is super important to realize. I think a lot of new business owners and people that are even dreaming about starting a business forget that they have something special to bring to the table. Now, here's what kind of triggered this. So have y'all seen that movie, Sweet Home Alabama? It's old. It's with Reese Witherspoon and Patrick Dempsey. You know Patrick Dempsey. He was from Grey's Anatomy. Reese Witherspoon, she has her shorter hair. Like she's got like a little, almost like a little bob, sort of. I mean, it's short. It's probably like chin length, super cute. Anyways, the movie is so cute. If y'all haven't seen it, you totally need to see it. It's just a fun, silly, like comedy, but it's kind of got a love story in it. It's super cute. And the premise, first of all, is that she grew up in this, Reese Witherspoon's character grew up in this small town and she'd had this boyfriend, I guess, all in high school and all this stuff. And then she ended up making it big and moved off to New York City and became this like chic kind of snotty version of herself. And she ended up getting engaged to Patrick Dempsey in the movie. And he's just, you know, I don't know if he's like an aristocrat, but you know, his mom's like in the government there in New York and, you know, just all this stuff. They're just highfalutin people. And then she comes back home and sees her old boyfriend. And I'm not going to talk about any of the rest of the movie because I'm not going to be that spoiler person, but it's super cute and heartwarming and awesome. And I think it's a good reminder that we all bring something to the table. So when you think about this movie, there's this old boyfriend who grew up in this town with her. They have that bond and he's just, you know, his own person. And then the New York boyfriend, fiance is bringing something totally different to the table. Now, with you and your business, you have to realize that you're bringing something to the table. Here is another example. I was just signing up for like, there's some kind of dance party that my daughter and her friends are having, and they had a sign up genius. Do y'all ever use sign up genius for like parties and get togethers? It's great. It's free. It's awesome. And you can say, somebody bring chips, somebody bring drinks, somebody bring desserts, all that good stuff, right? And we all get to pick something that we want to bring to the table. Right? You can pick, you want to bring chips, you want to bring a dessert, right? And I always pick kind of something that I feel excited to bring, right? And so we all get to bring something to the table. We get to do that. Think about when people get married, you know, they say something borrowed, something blue for the bride. And sometimes bridesmaids will give that, moms will give that, and they'll give something special. They'll bring something special that's unique and awesome and meaningful to the bride. Right? Something borrowed, something blue, all of that. Think about it if you have a potluck dinner, if you've ever had one at a church or a get together or a block party or anything, and they're like, okay, bring your favorite dish, bring something. And you're like, oh, I know what I'm going to bring. I'm going to bring my famous, you know, chicken spaghetti or whatever it is, or your famous brownies, right? Just like in life, how we all bring something to the table, the same is with your business. You bring something only you can bring to the table. You get to bring something only you can bring to the table. You get to. And I hope you're listening to this because we had a Zoom call in Grow Getters the other day. And I won't say who it was. One of the Grow Getters was talking about her business and I didn't get her permission to share this. So I'm not going to share her name, but she was talking about an idea that she had for her business as a direction to take it, like a new direction kind of to take it. It's something that she'd always wanted to do. And it was something so unique and so awesome. And we're all like, yes, do this. And everyone on the Zoom call was like, yes, you need to do that. That's a great idea. And I thought, only she can bring this to the table because there's hardly anyone else with this combination of skills that's willing to bring it forward as a business. And I think that's what you have to remember, is that maybe you're the only one that's brave enough to bring this idea or way of doing things to the table. You get to bring you and your unique ideas to the table. Sometimes when we have a boss or we have other jobs, y'all think about it. You would bring your own skills and expertise and personality to the table, but at the same time, the company needs you to do it a certain way, do things a certain, do this, do that. We have deadlines for this. We need you to do this, right? In your business, on the other hand, you get to bring yourself to the table just as you are. Just as you are today. You get to come to this business just as you are. If you are a church-going person, you know that a lot of times, you know, churches will promote, like, just come as you are. We don't want people to feel like they have to be all dressed up or they have to be a perfect human and never have done anything wrong. Like, they are constantly inviting people, just come as you are. This is who it's for. It's the same with your business. Come as you are today and show up as you, because that is what is going to sell your products or services. Your unique spin, the way that you're coming to the table with this based on your experiences, your personality, your way, you get to come as you are, and you should, because that's going to be one of your best selling tools, okay? And a lot of us get scared when you say the word selling or I have to be salesy, but I'm telling you, you as you is one of the best selling tools you have. So I want to kind of make three points about this really quick. Let me get my notebook here. I wrote these down before we started because I think these are important. I think when you are starting your business, number one, look what's out there right now in your industry and what's not out there. Because I'm sure that you've already been thinking of this idea, and maybe you have kind of already been thinking like, but no one does it like this, or no one offers it like this, or they don't offer it in this way. Understand what's already in the market and what's not out there, because now you have your own lane. If you know what's not out there, that gives you a perfect opportunity to come in and say, this is what I'm offering. Now, small caveat, you do need to validate your idea. You do need to make sure people will pay for it first, okay? But let's assume you know that people will pay for it. Then you sticking in your lane is the best thing you can do, because it's a differentiator and it will make you stand out. And now you have a unique business that people will be drawn to. We all love it when we hear about new products, new things, new stores, whatever. It creates a hype and we get excited. And then we also connect sometimes with how they're offering it, because we're like, finally, someone's offering it this way, or, oh my goodness, what a creative way to offer this or that, right? That's number one that I want you to remember, to always investigate quickly what is out there and what's not out there. Don't keep following your competition or players in your industry all the time, because it's just going to be like, it's like scrolling on Instagram, looking at all the trips that everyone else is going on or all the fun everyone's having. It just doesn't make you feel great, right? So don't do it all the time, but I think definitely in the beginning of your business, you need to know. That's why I have my best business idea workshop that you can go through to make sure you validated this idea and ensure that you're not going to be just like everyone else, that you are going to allow yourself to be you and come to the table as you, and you get to be who you are so that you stand out. Okay, so that's number one, knowing what's out there and not out there. Number two, you have to know and you get to move forward with what lights you up. What excites you about this? That's what's so great about having your own business. Whether it's a product or a service you're offering, Maybe it's a live workshop. Maybe it's a live event. Maybe you're going to have a booth. Maybe you help people at their homes. Whatever it is, what lights you up? Oh my goodness, how fortunate are we that we get to pursue this and do what we love, whether you're doing it part-time, full-time, whatever. How awesome is this? You get to go forward with what lights you up. Understand yourself, know yourself, quit denying what lights you up. I think a lot of new business owners start and they start kind of putting their idea together and they have their general idea and then they start getting swayed. They start getting nervous. Like, is this the best idea? Are people going to think I'm weird? And they start choosing some other path instead of sticking with what lights them up. Because what happens if you start doing something that you don't totally enjoy? Like, what do you think obviously is going to happen? You're going to be like, okay, this isn't as fun as I thought. This is hard. I'm happy people bought, or I'm glad to serve them, but I'm not loving this. You will always have in the back of your mind what you wish you would have tried or what you wish you would have had the courage to move forward with. So remember, you get to go forward with what lights you up, with what makes you happy, with what warms your soul, with what gets you excited every day. For me, for years, it was all kind of home accessories and gifts that were so cute and they were all monogrammed. And y'all, I loved it. I loved it. I loved shopping for all the stuff. It'd be monogrammed necklaces, monogrammed soaps, monogrammed cutting boards, monogrammed bags. And I couldn't wait to see like the new patterns, the new styles every season. Like, I lived it and I loved it, right? Just like the kids' collegiate gear that I had the website for, loved it. Absolutely loved it. It was totally something that made me happy. When I had my photography business for a couple years and I would photograph families, I would photograph kids, y'all, I loved it. I could stare at my computer in Photoshop and edit all day long. Like, I loved to go take the pictures, but I really loved creating special keepsake photographs. Like, I absolutely loved it. This business, nothing makes me happier than seeing all of you gain the courage and take the steps to move forward with this dream of yours. Y'all, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. I love all my GrowGetters members. I love all my past Just Start members. I'm so excited for all my new Just Getting Started group members. Y'all, the future is bright. We get to do what lights us up. You get to do this. Don't deny yourself this. Move forward and try. Just like I tell my GrowGetters all the time, everything is an experiment. Just do it. And if it doesn't work, pivot, shift, adjust, tweak, right? You get to do and you should do what lights you up. Okay, so let's recap. Number one, know what's out there and what's not out there. Number two, you get to do what lights you up. Number three, you only have to bring you to the table. How awesome is this? You don't have to bring some other version of yourself. Now, you are going to transform as you're on this journey of entrepreneurship. You are going to transform into, but I'm saying right now, when you show up in the beginning of your business, you don't have to bring this whole other, I don't want to say fake, I don't want to say altered version of yourself. You get to bring the raw version of you to the table. Y'all, how amazing is this? Think about this for a minute. You get to show up. It's like at the potluck dinner or whatever it is. You get to come as you are. You get to show up without having to bring some altered person with your hair done and the whole thing. You can show up as you with your expertise that you have right now, the experience that you have right now, and move forward with your idea. So let's just think about this a minute. I'm going to go through these three things again. Number one, know what's out there and not out there so that you can have your own lane, so that you can feel good about what you're doing. Because if everyone is doing the exact same thing you're doing in the exact same way, then it makes it a little harder. But when you come as you are to the table, when you bring what you already have to the table, things start happening. People are attracted to you and your business because of it. But know what's out there, not out there, so that you can feel confident in your lane and you can fill the gap where you know that people need it. Okay, that's number one.
Number two, you get to bring to the table what truly lights you up. You get to try this. You get to try this and see if it works in a way that still warms your soul, right? How lucky are we? Number three, you don't have to bring anyone else to the table besides yourself. You get to show up as you are with what you can offer. And I think this is key. When you are starting your business, you're going to come as you with your skills, your experiences, everything that you have, and you're going to be you in a way that you want to be. And it's going to be the most freeing experience, because I think what's happening is a lot of you start feeling a lot of pressure that you have to have maybe a website or a fancy website, because some of you don't even need a website to get going. Did you know that? Like when I was talking about the Grow Getter, like she doesn't need a website or anything. Like she can get started right now and she can go. I think you all feel a lot of pressure that you have to have what everyone else has, and you don't. Your business is unique. Your business is as unique as you are, and you get to come just as you are. Right? I want to lift that pressure off of you so that you can move forward freely and feel good that you get to come as yourself and you don't have to put on any air. You don't have to do this or that. You just have to begin. And when you begin, then we can tweak and revise and refine so that you can be the best that you can be. But it's just like that movie, thinking about like everyone has their own unique thing that they bring to the table, and people are attracted to you because of what you and only you can bring. And you get to do that. How wonderful is that? Y'all, that's all. I hope this made sense. This was kind of hard for me to explain, but I just wanted to really just let that sink in, that you get to choose this and you get to bring you to the table. I've said it 100 times, right? That is it. Y'all are amazing. Make sure you get in the Facebook group. Oh, and let's not forget, I'm doing coaching week coming up at the time of this recording. So make sure you get registered for that free 3-day live event. And then the Just Getting Started group will be opening after that. Y'all, I can't wait. This is going to be so much fun. I'm opening it for founding members. Y'all will get the lowest price that I will ever offer it. So I'm stoked about that. So that is it. Y'all have a wonderful day, and make sure you click the links down below so that you can view everything there in the show notes. And grab what you need, whether it be the freebies or to sign up for coaching week or to possibly get in the new Just Getting Started group. So that's it. Y'all have a great day. Bye.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.